Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the fourth annual Chain Reaction Report and Scorecard gives a failing grade to 22 out of 25 burger chain restaurants nationwide relating to the use of antibiotics in their beef supply. Let me tell you what, it didn't take very long for the U.S. livestock industry to weigh in. Colin Woodall is the NCBA's Senior Vice President of Government Policy, and I talked with him about the report.
This report is nothing but garbage. And the reason why I say that is just because a group puts out a report doesn't mean that it is based on science or fact. I think we need to keep that in mind in regards to this particular report by just looking at the people who put it together, which includes the Public Interest Research Group, Consumer Reports, the Natural Resources Defense Council, Friends of the Earth, and the Food Animal Concerns Trust. One, these are not groups known for their science background or their expertise, and more importantly, they are activist groups that don't like beef consumption at all, and they are just trying to force their agenda, which is to eliminate the use of antibiotics in this industry.
And if you'd like to check out the scorecard for yourself and see which burger chains received an F, which one received a D-, and the two that received an A, visit us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.